6. Finding your way around. This chapter deals with ways of working out the best route to take your passenger to his or her destination. Route planning, map reading and route selection. Using technology for route planning. What you need to know for the area knowledge test. Route planning. SPSV operators are required to have better area knowledge than most other road users, and they use this knowledge all the time to get passengers to their destinations quickly and safely. Sometimes, however, the best route from A to B is not the shortest in kilometres, and there are always different factors that can influence your choice of route. Commuter traffic, school times, roadworks, sporting events, concerts and other events can cause congestion in particular areas. For example, you might want to avoid the Croke Park area in Dublin on the afternoon of an All-Ireland final. There are also some streets that become particularly busy during morning and evening rush hours. Experience is the best teacher, and most drivers develop a sense of how long a journey will take at any particular time of day. If you believe that you should take a route that is not the most direct, you should explain your suggestion to your passenger and get their agreement. If you are not sure of the best route to take to a particular destination, check it on a roadmap or ask the passenger if they prefer any particular route. A passenger has the right to direct what route is taken. If they express a preference for a particular route, you should take that route. Map reading and route selection. You should familiarize yourself with using maps to help you find your way around. Ordnance Survey Ireland, OSI, has published a range of maps that are invaluable in helping you to acquire the required level of area knowledge and map reading skills. They are available online from www.irishmaps.ie or from OSI agents nationwide. See www.osi.ie for details. A selection of other maps and resources is listed below. Each of these resources has different strengths and weaknesses. You should familiarize yourself with them all to see which ones best fit your needs, and you should avoid relying exclusively on any one. Printed resources: OSI Maps, AA Ireland Maps, Internet Resources, Google Maps, Google Street View, OSI Maps Online, AA Ireland Route Planner, Discover Ireland, TripAdvisor, Citizens Information, Irish Rail, Garda.ie, Unpost. The more you use maps, the easier they become to use. Most maps present information in a standard way, and once you have used one, you will find that others are easy. The more common features of maps are described on the next pages. Cities and larger towns are usually written in bigger or bolder letters, or in capital letters. Scale and scale bar. The scale of the map tells you how to convert distances on the map into real distances. For example, if the scale is 1 to 450,000, that means that everything on the map is 450,000 times smaller than it is in reality. In other words, a distance of 1 centimetre on the map represents 4.5 kilometres on the ground. Maps usually have a scale bar, so you can visualise the distances on the map. The visual example shows a scale of 1 to 450,000. Therefore, 1 centimetre is equal to 4.5 kilometres. Map distances. In some cases, maps include distances in miles or kilometres measured between two markers. The example below indicates the distance in kilometres between Kells and Navan. Standard symbols. Standard symbols show the location of landmarks such as schools, hospitals, railway stations, parks and shopping centres. A key or legend explains what the symbols on a map mean. If you do not know what a symbol means, check it in the legend. Motorways and roads. Different types of roads are marked in different colors and thicknesses. Bigger roads are thicker. Motorways are blue. National primary roads are usually green. National secondary roads are usually alternating green and white. There now follows a variety of visual examples of motorways and roads. For further information, please consult the authority. Grid. The index to a road map generally identifies places by their grid reference on a particular page. This is a way of helping you to identify each square on the map. Usually, the areas between horizontal lines have numbers, and those between vertical lines have letters. In this example, the blue square is identified as E5, corresponding roughly to County Wexford, and this combination of letter and number is the grid reference for that square. The visual example shows a map of Ireland. Along the top, each cube on the grid is identified by a different letter, A to F. Along the side, each cube on the grid is identified by a different number, 1 to 6. For further information, please contact the authority. Index. In town or city maps, the index contains a list of all streets on the map and their associated grid references. Map features. This fictional map shows many of the features you would expect to find on a town map. National primary road, national secondary road, regional road, main road or street, other road or street, pedestrian street, direction of traffic, one way, parking sign, hospital sign, Garda Síochána sign, post office sign, church symbol, railway station symbol, building of note, cinema, Gaelic grounds, school or college, tourist office, fire brigade station, shopping complex, and public building. How to find a location on a map? To find a location on a map similar to the one shown, first identify the square your location is likely to be in. If necessary, look up the location in the map index and get the grid reference for the square. Then pinpoint your location in the square. Very small streets may be indicated by number rather than name. In an index, the grid reference for such a street will be followed by the number in smaller type. For example, A26. Example number 1. To find the location of Kilbride Shopping Centre in the sample district map, the map street index tells you that Kilbride Shopping Centre is located in grid reference C2. The map legend tells you that buildings of note are marked as red shapes. In the square labelled C2 on the map, Kilbride Shopping Centre is marked as a red shape. Example number 2. To work out on the sample district map, a route from Ashington Technical College on James Street to Kilbride train station. The map street index indicates that James Street is located in grid reference B5, and the station is marked in the map by an Éireann Road Éireann Irish Rail symbol in square D1. One of the most direct routes is head south on James Street, as this is indicated on the map as a one-way street. Take a left onto Riley Road and continue towards Shop Street. Turn left onto Shop Street and head north. Turn right onto Peter Street. Follow Peter Street and turn left onto Station Road. And Kilbride Station is located at the top of Station Road on your left. Using technology for route planning. While a good knowledge of the operating area is essential for every SPSV operator, a number of technologies are available to help you plan your route and find your destination. More traditional sources include travel updates on the radio and telephone information services. Newer technologies include online route planning on the internet, GPS phone apps, and satellite navigation systems, sat-navs. Remember, however, that every technology has its flaws, as well as its advantages. You cannot rely exclusively on any technology. Your area knowledge, experience and judgment are always needed to plan the best route, to follow it, and to change it, when necessary, to take account of special circumstances. The table on the next page lists some of the available technologies and some of the factors you should bear in mind when considering their use. Technology. Radio. What it does. Many national and local radio stations broadcast traffic and travel updates at regular times during the morning and evening rush hours. Some city and town councils have their own dedicated traffic news stations. Notes. Information is often out of date by the time it is broadcast. Technology. Telephone. What it does. The larger motoring organizations have telephone lines providing traffic reports. Notes. Most useful when planning longer journeys. Phone cannot be used while driving. Technology. Internet. What it does. Some local councils and the larger motoring organizations publish details of roadworks, diversions, and other traffic-related information on their websites. Notes. Only useful when planning longer, pre-booked journeys. Route planning facilities include estimates of time. Technology. SatNav GPS and GPS phone apps. What it does. In-car navigation systems generally come with preloaded maps for Ireland. They provide routing information on a display screen and may provide voice instructions. GPS apps are available for smartphones. These have much the same functionality as sat-navs. Notes. Destination must be specified before starting to drive. Voice commands may be distracting or irritating to passengers. Maps may not be up to date. Danger of confusing places with the same or similar names. Lack of knowledge of local traffic conditions, but may be helpful in indicating one-way streets. Further information. The AA lists details of its traffic and travel broadcasts on its AA Roadwatch website, www.aaroadwatch.ie, Dublin City Council, www.dublincity.ie, Dublin City FM, Live Drive, 103.2 FM. Dunleary Rathdown Council, www.dlrcoco.ie. Cork City Council, www.corkcorp.ie. The websites of many other local councils also provide information on roadworks and closures.